Let's dive into the cosmic odyssey of a man whose intellect was as vast as the universe itself, Subramanian Chandrasekhar. A journey that doesn't just stretch across the expanse of space, but also through the profound depths of astrophysics, leaving a mark so indelible it reshapes our understanding of the cosmos. Chandrasekhar, or Chandra as he's affectionately known to those who've marveled at his work, wasn't just any astrophysicist. He was a visionary whose theories on massive stars and their life cycles have paved the way for what we now know about neutron stars and black holes. Born into a lineage brimming with intellectual prowess on October 19, 1910, in Lahore, British India, Chandrasekhar was no ordinary child. With a Nobel Prize-winning physicist for an uncle and a family that valued education above all, it was as if the stars themselves had aligned for his future in physics. By 14, he was already exploring physics, and at 18, he published his first academic paper. Imagine that, at an age when most of us are figuring out our interests, Chandra was already contributing to the world of physics. His journey to Cambridge as a young scholar was nothing short of a crucible of innovation. Under the mentorship of Ralph Fowler and interactions with titans like Max Born and Niels Bohr, Chandrasekhar's theoretical insights began to take shape. By 22, not only did he have a PhD, but also a fellowship at Cambridge, marking the start of his groundbreaking work in astrophysics. Now let's talk about something truly revolutionary, the Chandrasekhar limit. This was Chandra's magnum opus, a principle that determines the fate of stars based on their mass. It was a theory that not only challenged the existing astrophysical paradigms, but also set the stage for our modern understanding of how stars evolve into white dwarfs, neutron stars, or black holes. Despite facing opposition, notably from Sir Arthur Eddington, Chandrasekhar's resilience and dedication to his work laid the foundation for contemporary astrophysics. Chandrasekhar's career was a testament to his relentless pursuit of knowledge across various domains within astrophysics, from the theory of white dwarfs to the mathematical theory of black holes. His contributions were monumental. As the managing editor of the Astrophysical Journal, he elevated it to new heights, making it a cornerstone of astrophysical literature. His work was recognized with the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1983, a fitting accolade for a man whose theories have profoundly impacted our understanding of the universe. Subramanian Chandrasekhar's story is not just about the numerous awards and accolades he received. It's about the transformative impact of his work on our comprehension of the cosmos. From a young prodigy in British India to a Nobel laureate, his journey is a striking illustration of what perseverance, intellect, and an undying quest for knowledge can achieve. Chandrasekhar's legacy continues to inspire, challenging us to rethink our place in the universe and ensuring that his work remains a beacon of scientific inquiry for generations to come.